الجزيرة ده مستضعف من كونفورد إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله this will be our last session after Maghrib. Next week, inshallah, you got some support. You're going to listen. Please, don't be too shy. You're a little shy, not too shy. Okay, next week, inshallah, we'll do it after Isha Salah, 8:45. So that way it's easy. Because obviously the class is running. We don't want to disturb the class. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we'll continue some of the adab of Nikah. And next week, we'll continue the same so we can cover everything. So Alhamdulillah, we're talking about the issue of kafa'ah and suitability. Choosing a reasonable spouse. And I told parents, please, inshallah, understand the mizaj, the personality of your child, and understand again their level. And again, if it's a girl and if it's a boy, again, make all this consideration, inshallah, when you choose someone for them, okay? And even if it takes a little bit longer, now we try to get the children married off early again. I tell you, subhanAllah, you have a lot of options that like we talked about so many weeks back. You have more options when you are younger. The older you get, the more difficult it becomes because more challenging. And you have to understand in our modern day era, it's very much different from the places back home. Back home, subhanAllah, different families, different communities, easy to get connected to one another. In our modern time, they have to go on what app, what mazi, what Muslim, whatever names they make up, right, subhanAllah. And then they have to try to find someone. It becomes very difficult. And you can imagine as years go by, how much harder it becomes. So respected parents, beloved parents, as nasiha, just remember, try earlier, inshallah. And even if it takes a little bit longer to find the right person, alhamdulillah, within a short amount of time, inshallah, Allah will resolve the matter. And then, subhanAllah, you think about 10 years later, Allah Akbar, children, grandchildren are there, Allah Akbar, right? What a great feeling it is, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for everyone and keep up with afiyah, inshallah. So we'll finish up this section of kafa'ah in the book. So we talked about piety, we talked about social standing, profession, and affluence. Equality and affluence means that a boy who is a pauper, meaning poor, cannot be equal for a girl who is wealthy. However, if a man is able to pay the mahar and he can provide the woman with the monthly nafaqa, meaning the monthly maintenance, then he'll be regarded as an equal match to her, even though he's not as wealthy as her. So again, subhanAllah, in that situation of man, you have to give preference to deen. If you see this person as a deeni mizaj, then you should be able to, right? But I mentioned a couple of weeks back somewhere, subhanAllah, about many kids who are so ready to get married, but he has no job, nothing, he comes before me, and he says, Mulan, I want to get married. I said, with what? You know, Rasulullah said, it happened to him, right? Alayhi salatu wasalam. One woman came to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want wahab to nafsi, like I give myself to you. She wants to marry the Prophet. So the Prophet looked at her and looked down. He's like, and they looked down. He's like, okay, I'm not interested. So one Sahabi from the community, such ajeeb people, they were so simple. One Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, if you don't want to marry her, can I marry her? And then, you know, they were both happy. And then Rasulullah says, what are you going to get married with? And he said, I don't have anything except for my longi, my izar. The Prophet says, if you give her your longi or izar, what are you going to wear? The Prophet says, so in other words, Prophet is checking if you can provide. Right, provision is very important. So keeping this in mind, inshallah, if you have your deen and taqwa in your place, if you find a boy, mashallah, that can provide some alhamdulillah for your daughter as well, don't let money be the barrier to your daughter's happiness. This is what I want everyone to understand. This is unfortunately make this problem. But this is a cultural issues. Please, inshallah, if you see a boy with good taqwa, good akhlaq, nice, everything, mashallah, his mizaj, everything looks good, then don't make the money a barrier, inshallah. Allah will make it happen. One Mawlana Afzal in New York, subhanAllah, is soon to be father-in-law when he came to the house to propose. The father said, what are you going to provide for my daughter? And he said something so ajeeb. He said, beloved uncle, whether we live in a brick house or a tin house, I will keep her happy. And he was so happy with that answer, mashallah. They're so happy. No, the many kids, mashallah, very happy family. Alhamdulillah. I tell you, subhanAllah, don't let these things distract you from what makes Allah happy, inshallah. Okay, lineage. Equality and lineage is only considered amongst the Arabs. The Arabs have a particularity. The Rasulullah says, for example, Quraysh should marry from Quraysh. Because again, it's a certain social standing. And this is a long conversation. I can't even get into this right now. So I have no time. So there's so many different ears are listening right now. So I'm scared. But who might be listening? Hence, if the girl is an Arab, then compatibly, we also consider in lineage. Accordingly, a non-Arab boy will not be compatible to an Arab girl. The aspect of lineage is not considered amongst non-Arabs. So this is, again, a fiqhi consideration. The fiqh would say the Arabs would be marrying Arabs, and non-Arabs can marry non-Arabs because of the fact that lineage is a very big factor when it came to the Arab community, right? Nowadays in our modern society, it's a bit less. But still, there's something about, mashallah, people, subhanAllah, have a very, you might understand this because you might come from a shandar qom. You come from a great nasab, right? Your nasab is very important. You don't like to taint it. It's just part of your system, right? It's just who you are, mizaj. And even that's one of them, no matter how much the kids are raised in America, I tell you, subhanAllah, it comes out like this weird infection 5, 10 years later in the marriage, where she thinks that I'm not, who's this man that I married? He's not good enough for me, for example, right? So be very, I'm not saying to put such a consideration on this, but culture again, alhamdulillah, has become very mixed in America, but be careful. Okay, everyone's just like, oh, I want to marry her. And then subhanAllah, her food is different from my food. I give you this simple example because why? Because everyone can understand this. When you're coming home from a long day and you're seeing something completely different from your home's food, and then you have to make the curry yourself, Allahu Akbar. What a difficulty that is. And that's one problem that just develops afterwards. So just be mindful, inshallah. Next week, I'll speak a little bit more. And lastly, inshallah ta'ala, it mentioned about the Sayyid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak family. They are again, mashallah, they have a certain status. And so they should marry from the Sadat. They should also marry from the Sayyid as well. Okay? But again, all of this can be bypassed. I want you to understand the last thing that Maulana mentions in the Kitab is that, but he is pious, responsible, committed to deen, and the girl pleases the boy, and her parents also pleased to get the dowry, marriage him on account of his good qualities, exemplar character, and dini position. It was permissible for them to get the dowry, marriage him. Deen is the bypass of everything, subhanAllah. If the boy's deen impresses you, then don't let that be a barrier, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us, grant us afia, save us from any problems, inshallah, and make it easy for our children, inshallah, for the nikah, ya Rabbana. Muhammad,